Welcome to Mill Spouse Matters, the podcast dedicated to encouraging military spouses. I'm Jen McDonald, and I was a military spouse for nearly 30 years until my husband's retirement. I'm also now the mom of an active duty son, a longtime writer for the military spouse world, and the author of the book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse. I created this podcast to bring you inspiration as you navigate your own military life, which can be amazing while also challenging. Whether you're dealing with a move, deployment, raising military kids, keeping your military marriage strong, or employment issues, we're going to talk about it. Military spouses, we're only stronger together. My goal is to bring you realistic hope and support for your own Mill Spouse journey. Hey guys, welcome to this episode. It's a little bit of a shorter one. I just decided to come on and talk a little bit about something that's been on my heart. But before we get to that, I just wanted to remind you to find show notes in the complete show archive at millspousematters.com. You can find any resources mentioned in any episode. Just click the podcast tab to find it all. Also, if you love the podcast, please subscribe so you don't miss an episode and then share it with somebody else that you think might enjoy it. And of course, as always, I would love it if you left a 5-star rating and review, and I will give you a shout out if you leave a review. And you can connect with me on Instagram and Facebook, but especially Instagram at Mill Spouse Matters. It's where we do a lot of sharing kind of behind the scenes. And I'm actually going to talk about that in just a minute. So I'm coming up to episode 50. And I've been thinking, I started this podcast back in 2018. I thought I would share a little bit behind the scenes of why it started and a little bit of my heart behind it. And I also want to talk to you today about how to filter who you're listening to and who you're allowing to speak into your life. So let me just start with a little story. When I was a young mom, I was a registered nurse. I had been working full-time. I've had a job since I was about 14 and a half, I believe. I think my first job, I believe my parents had to sign a paper making it legal for me to work, and it was at a Burger King. Not the greatest job in the world. It was a different time. I also had my driver's license before I turned 16, so I grew up in a pretty small town in New Mexico. And so when I had my son at the ripe old age of 22, I had worked as a nurse for a couple of years. And I kind of didn't really know how to manage that. I didn't know a lot of women that stayed at home with their babies. It was, you can do anything, you can have it all, which I do believe. I just don't know that you can have it all at the same time is kind of the conclusion I've come to about 30 years later. But in my early days staying at home, I knew some other ladies through my church that also were stay-at-home moms who I thought would be this amazing resource. So one of them decided to start what they called a stay-at-home mom, quote, support group. And the first time I went, I thought, oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to meet these other people that, you know, are like-minded and kind of going through the same thing. And really all they did was complain. Like, I'm not overstating it. And really, by the time I left those meetings, I was angry. I was feeling very put upon, and things that had once caused me joy were now annoying me. I remember one time I came home and kind of snapped at my husband, and he was like, what did I do? And I thought, you know what? He didn't do anything. What I'm hearing is not uplifting to me, and it's not to solve anything. Like, we can vent and we can talk about problems, but that's all it was. There was nothing uplifting or positive about it. So needless to say, I did leave that group. And I did find some other better friends that were a little bit older than me that I could look up to and ask questions and get some wisdom from. But the one thing also that helped me during that time was a little radio show called Gateway to Joy by Elizabeth Elliott, who has now passed away. So Elizabeth Elliott was the widow of Jim Elliott, who was one of the missionaries killed in South America, I believe back in the 50s. There's been a movie made about it. And she had a small child, and she did go on to get remarried, but ended up with this amazing ministry of her own. So by the time I was listening to her, she was quite a lot older than me, probably in her 60s or 70s by that point. And it was like a 15-minute little radio program, and I had my little baby, and we'd have our morning routine, and then usually I think it came on right around 11:30, 11:45 on the radio, and I would turn it on, and it was a whole 15 minutes long, but it was kind of my little touchstone throughout the day to remind me of what was important. because she was a Christian lady and I'm a Christian, and she would always give tips about like housekeeping and taking care of your family. And she had been a career woman. So just the fact that she was giving very practical tips, and one of them was always, you know, what is in your hand? What is in front of you to do? That is your priority. That is what God has given you to do. And it was just extremely helpful for me to focus on what I felt like God had called me to do at that time, which was to be a mom to my little son. So fast forward to 2018. By this point, my husband had served in the military for several decades. Our children were grown for the most part. And I had an opportunity to do a spot on another podcast, which ended up falling through because they stopped producing. And I literally was just going to get on there and I think maybe do a 15-minute little military spouse corner for that podcast. And so I had some content lined up, had some recordings done. Well, it ended up not working out. And I was at a little bit of a loss of what to do. And through the encouragement of some of my friends, and especially my friend Tara, who you heard probably a couple episodes back, just said, you know, you can do this. You know, even though you don't know anything about the technical side of podcasting, you can learn it and you should do this because you feel like this is something God has called you to do. That's why I ended up going ahead and producing Male Spouse Matters a couple of years ago. And my heart has always been to encourage military spouses, especially younger ones who may be, like I once was, feeling very lost and alone. Well, it's a different time, isn't it? There's social media. You may be looking on Instagram and seeing these military spouses just absolutely killing it with their side hustle, with their business, and that is great, and that is not to take away anything from anybody that's able to do all of those things. But maybe that's not your life. You're just barely making it. Your spouse is deployed a lot. You've moved. You have little ones. I mean, throw in a pandemic, and you are just lucky that everybody is getting fed and has pajamas. Or maybe they don't. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that was never my life as a young military spouse. I was not hustling and grinding and doing all this extra stuff, volunteering or anything like that. Those things came with time, but I had four little ones in 7 years. My life did not look like an Instagram feed. So I just really wanted to come on today and encourage you to vet who you're listening to. Who are you allowing to speak into your life? And even my social media, I have the Male Spouse Matters Instagram and I have a lot of fun with it. And I have felt like I wanted to give you a behind the scenes look at some of the things that are part of my daily life. But my life is very different. I have grown children. I do work, but I work from home. And so I have some flexibility, but I'm not running anybody to soccer practice. I am not in the middle of a move. My husband retired a couple of years ago. So I feel like I'm kind of over here on the other end waving at you and saying, keep going, you've got this, you can do it. It's gonna be okay. And that's what I feel like my role is. So if there's ever anything that I post that makes you feel less than, please know I am a hot mess most of the time. But aside from that, who else are you allowing to speak into your life? Is in person? If you are hoping to work on your marriage, is it somebody that has a good marriage? Is it somebody that's been married for a while, that's been married longer than you? If you're looking for parenting advice, who are you listening to? If you have a five-year-old and you're looking for help with your five-year-old, your friends can commiserate and give you some ideas, but it's hypothetical at that point. They don't know how it's going to turn out either. I was really blessed when my kids were young to make some friends that had children about a decade older than mine. And I could kind of watch and see how it turned out for them. And you kind of pick and choose what you think might work with your kids if you're looking for parenting advice. I remember on one of my episodes, I think it was the Military Love Stories back in near Valentine's Day, one of the ladies said, if people have garbage marriages or trash talking their spouses, that is not somebody to get advice for your marriage from. That's not going to help you. If you're a person of faith and you're looking for input, like for me, I wanted Christian input. It's not to say I don't have friends of other faiths, but if there's something specific I'm looking for, I'm going to look for somebody that's farther along in their faith journey than I am. So all of this to say, I am not trying to discourage you, but sometimes the loudest voices, how do I word this? There's some really loud voices online and you see somebody that has great marketing. They're everywhere. You see all of their stuff. And you don't know anything about them. Maybe they've been a military spouse for 2 years and they may have some awesome tips. I'm not saying that at all. Just be really cautious who you're allowing to speak into your life, who you're giving real estate to in your brain and take everything with a grain of salt. There are some really well-known bloggers out there that honestly don't have a ton of experience with what they're talking about. So just be cautious is my big advice to you. I feel like I say that, then I should point you to some people that I do trust and think are great resources, but that really is for you to kind of figure out and take a look and do the homework. I do have a list of faith-based bloggers on my site that I'll have to take a look at and make sure is up to date. And you can start there. But even then, I don't necessarily vouch for every single person because I just don't know them. So as a military spouse, this is my advice to you. Look around, find you an older spouse, see if they'll meet you for coffee or just have a phone call or text message. And if you have questions, that's who you need to be listening to, is somebody that's farther down the line than you, that is doing this well, is very honest, will give you feedback and doesn't sugarcoat it, because that is not what we need. So I hope that helps you in some way as you go about your days. Just ignore the showy stuff on social media because most of it's not real anyway. And I hope that you are doing incredible wherever in the world this finds you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the MillSpouse Matters podcast. Connect with me at millspousematters.com or on social media as @MillSpouseMatters. You can find my book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse, on Amazon and other booksellers. Love the show? Please leave a 5-star review in whatever podcast player you're listening, and then share it with someone else who could use it too. Until next time, have a great week.